Concours Écricom 2005, épreuve orale d'anglais, texte numéro 19. Ice-free Arctic summers by 2070. Global climate change report warns. The Arctic ice cap is melting at an unprecedented rate, with potentially dire consequences, according to one of the most authoritative studies on global climate change. Arctic ice is half as thick as 30 years ago, the report found. In the same period, the distribution of ice has shrunk by 10%, according to the report, produced by 250 scientists over the past 4 years and commissioned by the Arctic Council. A warmer Arctic could cause sea levels to rise nearly a metre by the end of the century, flooding many coastal regions and perhaps halting the Gulf Stream, which brings warmer water and weather to northern Europe. Pal Pestrad, vice chairman of the steering committee for the report, said, "Climate change is not just about the future, it is happening now. The Arctic is warming at twice the global rate. If present rates of change continue, there may be no ice in the Arctic in the Northern Hemisphere by 2070, according to the study to be discussed on Tuesday at an international conference in Iceland. The report is the most comprehensive undertaken on the Arctic region and is the product of the 8 countries with Arctic territory: Canada, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, Russia, Sweden and the US. It focuses on scientific evidence for Arctic warming, with projections of warming and its consequences. Finding ways to prevent such a future was a political question, outside the scope of the report," said Mr. Pestrad. "Warming could be slowed by cutting emissions of greenhouse gases," he said, "but that would need to be done urgently. As Arctic ice melts, global warming is likely to accelerate. As the ice reflects much of the sun's heat back into space, a shrinking ice cap will mean more heat is absorbed by the Earth. However, a warming Arctic could facilitate shipping, as the journey between the UK and Japan could be shortened by 10 to 12 days by a route through passages that are ice-bound today," said Mr. Prestrud. The Arctic region is believed to have 25% of remaining oil and gas reserves, and melting ice may improve accessibility. Nicola Saltman, climate change program leader at WWF, the environmental organization, said, "This research provides incontrovertible proof that climate change is happening in the Arctic. It highlights the urgent need for the Arctic governments to take action now by reducing their CO2 emissions. A strategy for tackling global warming under the UK's presidency of G8 and the European Union next year will be developed at a conference tomorrow in Berlin." Fin du texte numéro 19.